Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Good Vibes by Luna podcast. It is me, your host, Christina, and it is actually Thursday night, and I am with a special guest. We are sitting outside drinking some White Claws, if I'm being honest. Today we have my sister, Ellie. Some of you may know her, some of you may not, but today you will get to know her. Ellie, do you want to do a little intro?
Hi, I'm Ellie.
She is obviously shy compared to me. I'm just kidding. Today we are doing the sibling tag. So I thought this would be kind of fun because so many of my podcast episodes can be very serious and very like straightforward and just kind of giving you guys advice. So I like to throw in like a funny one every now and then. So Ellie has, wow, that was her White Claw that just popped. Ellie has some big shoes to fill because you're the second guest after Michael. So how does that make you feel?
I feel like I'm the best guest to have. And Michael who?
Now, you don't have to be that close to the microphone. You can scoot back just a little. So if she was kind of loud there, forgive her. No. Okay,
it's my first time.
Okay, so we are going to do the sibling tag. For those of you who don't really know about my family history or my background, I am the youngest of four. I have an older sister, Andrea, a brother, Tony, and then Ellie.
Me.
She's 2 years older than me, so we're the closest out of the four, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Closest in age, at least.
Yeah, the closest. Sorry, Andrea, if you're hearing
this. Love you so much.
Yeah, love you so much. And so, actually, she's one of the reasons why we actually moved out here to New Braunfels, and we are closer to her now. We get to see her and an Ella more, so it's kind of a cool little...
It's a win-win for me.
Yes. So, but I wanted to bring her on to kind of introduce her, but also to give you guys more information about me, but not coming from me directly, coming from her seeing me grow up, seeing me now, and all of that cool stuff. So I actually just Googled sibling tag, if I'm being honest. These are not questions we came up with on our own because we are not that sophisticated. Also, if I'm slurring my words, I'm sorry.
One too many.
We had a couple of, what did we have?
Mimosas. But like yours, was that considered a mimosa?
It was like strawberry lemonade, I guess, with champagne. I don't know. I don't like orange juice and I don't know. Grapefruit is just not my thing, so... Is that what it is? Grapefruit? What is it?
We didn't have any grapefruit.
I know, but usually you can have like grapefruit
and
orange
juice. I think it's cranberry.
Juice. Cranberry. Yeah. Those are not my cup of tea. So I personally like strawberry. So we had about 6 or 7 of those and we are on our second.
Oh no. This is like my third.
Oh, I'm on my second White Claw. Also, if you guys hear the wind, I'm sorry. Okay.
But
we're
it's
outside.
A beautiful
night. It's a beautiful night. We are sitting outside in the back porch. One, because it's the quietest place to be with all the kids inside. And two, because it just feels so nice. So I'm going to go ahead and get started because I think we're talking too much. So as you guys know, have heard, Ellie is an older sibling. She is just 2 years older than me. I am 28. She is.
No. Damn. You could have just said I'm older. That's all you had to say.
Do the math, everyone. Do the math. And so I have a couple questions, and then if she wants to ask a couple questions, she can ask them too. So the first one, what do you like about your sibling? You go first.
What do I like about you?
Yes.
You're very level-headed when I need someone to be level-headed.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like we can make each other laugh a lot, so... We have interesting conversations for sure.
I think what I like about Ellie too is there's no judgment because like when we both vent to each other, we're like, yeah, you can be that mad if you want to. there's no reason for us to be like, wow, you really shouldn't have done that. Like
you
we
really
both
F that situation.
Yeah, there's no judgment, and I think we just have a different type of like connection than like us with our other. I think because they're older, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just grew up differently, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Christina didn't like me growing up, so it's a little bit different now.
Yeah.
She does like me now.
I was that one kid that was like, please, in the hallway, please don't let anybody see that that's my sister.
I'm like, that's my sister!
She would like call my name down the hall, and I would be like, oh my God, I don't know who that girl is. And then I got like all your friends to be my friends in high school, so that was kind of funny. So yeah. I think what I like most about is no judgment, and then we both call each other and we're like, dude, like we both have something to complain about.
Yeah, And then we're like, okay, gonna go take a nap.
Yeah, call me later. What was the last text we sent each other?
I have to look.
I think mine just said...
I said, what time are y'all coming? And you said, I'm getting ready to head over. I don't know if the boys are coming at the same time.
Yeah, like, I don't think...
That was the best conversation ever.
I know. I think the funnier one was yesterday when she was out to dinner and they told us that they were going to let us know when we were going. But apparently the night before I told them we weren't going. So I asked them what time for Fry Height, which was like a country store,
yeah,
whatever. And she's like, bitch, we are here now. And I'm like, well, you said 7 yesterday, you hoe ass.
Bibbidi bobbidi hoe.
And then it turns out, you know, I just said, okay, we're coming. Like, long story short, we ended up just showing
but
up.
But she did say, we're not going. So why would I text her? Hey.
What is something we like to do together?
Shop, spend money. Oh, I like to go get my nails done with you.
Yes, because I can pick the nail color.
Yeah.
I don't really like to shop with Ellie. She likes to shop with me, but she makes me buy everything. That's the only thing I don't like. It's like a love-hate because when I go shopping. Spender. Yeah, and when I go shopping, I'm like, nah, I don't need that. And then when I bring her, she's like, Chris, you need this. I'm like, you're right. I need this.
No regrets.
Yeah, no regrets. But I think that's something. I think all sisters should love to shop together, right?
Well, I mean, I just like hanging out, too. Like, when y'all guys come over.
That's that's fun. And then we add a White Claw here and there, you know.
Yeah, every now and then.
Okay, let's talk about this. What is your brother or sister really bad at?
Like, each other? Like, what am I bad at? Or, like, our brother?
No, let's bring in the other two.
Okay. Andrea is really bad about... timing. She's always late to everything.
Okay.
Tony,
I agreed,
is the same exact way. We're not like that. We are on time to mostly everything.
Yes. If I'm not on time, I will let you know that I will not be on time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before you text me and ask me where I'm at.
Yeah.
I think Andrea, sorry, I know you're going to be listening. I think Andrea's bad at confrontation.
Yeah.
She is the oldest, so I think maybe she just... didn't have to really, but I think growing up she's bad at confrontation. And Tony is bad at he won't listen to this, so
so let's talk shit.
Yeah. Tony, I think, is just bad at I guess just like being completely defending himself. Mm-hmm. So growing up, and even now to this day, I think as having us as sisters, we are always there to defend our brother. We only have one. Yeah. So I think that's what he's really bad at. But I mean, why would you need to be good at that if you have three boss ones right behind you?
He doesn't receive advice very well. Like, well, I mean, no, he does. He'll listen to you, but he won't like remember anything that you say.
Yeah, and I think that's all men.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm saying as a sister point of view, I'm like, that's not good, bro.
Yeah. But you know, they're the older two, and like I think we got pretty lucky with our brothers and our brother and sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty much the best, I think. And out of all four of us, I think we're all level-headed. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
We all have each other's backs no matter what.
And we're always there no matter, like, if I need any one of you guys, like, I know y'all would be there.
Yeah, like I don't have to talk to my brother every day, and then the one day I text him, I'm like, if I say call me, he calls me. Like it's just that simple. So that's pretty awesome. Did we get along when we were younger? Well, we already talked about that.
Well, okay.
We both said well at the same time.
So it's not that we didn't get along, because we got along. It's not like we fought.
You know, the funny thing today, Trey asked me at Target, or no, when we were at Walmart.
Yeah.
Did you and Ellie ever like fist fight? I'm like, ew, no. We did that with our other brothers and sisters, our older brother and sister. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, we got them in trouble, not us.
We were never in trouble.
So when we were little, I don't think we ever fought. I don't know. Did we?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think as we got older, we might have had one argument, but we never, like, not talked to each other for, like, a couple days.
You did not talk to me for a long time, and I cried every day.
When?
When you crashed my car.
Wait, that should be a whole other podcast. Let's not get into that topic. Because, you guys, I have been in several wrecks. I think I mentioned that in my last episode. I don't this hoe ass hasn't even listened to my other episodes. Y'all are more loyal supporters than she is. But I think in my last episode, I talked about my car crashes and that should be a podcast. So I really should talk about that. But yeah. I did wreck her. I totaled her car.
Yeah. And I cried because she wouldn't talk to me. I didn't really care about the car.
I was ashamed, you guys. We were at a freaking drive-thru. Like, imagine that. Shout out to you, Anissa. Thank you so much. Okay, I have to answer this. What is your funniest childhood memory of your sibling? Okay, you guys, mine. I will never let this die down.
Oh, God.
We were all riding our bikes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to think of something real good. You just
okay, we were all riding our bikes, and we used to live on Blueberry Hill, and that's in Austin, Texas. And back when we were younger, we were at the bottom of the hill. So at the top of the hill was like a very, it was a hill, you know, yeah. So it was high. So we used to go to the top of the hill and we would ride our bikes all the way down because, you know, like you get the wind, you get the speed, you get everything. So she was with my friend. It was me, her, Natalie, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Natalie. I love you, girl. And we were coming down the hill and Ellie was like, I don't know whose idea was it. Was it yours?
I feel like it was Natalie's.
She's more the daredevil, so maybe. Yeah,
and
but
I feel like she closed her eyes for like a second.
So one of them said, let's go down the hill with our arms up in the air and our eyes closed.
Because that was the cool thing to do, is to ride on your bike without your whole using your hands.
So you guys, Ellie just said earlier that I'm level-headed. So I said, absolutely not. I will meet you guys at the bottom of the hill.
Not this girl.
Yeah, Ellie didn't make it there. She crashed into a parked car. I don't even know.
What, tall man's.
I don't even know what happened. All I know is I see her like with her blood like on her forehead, and I like run. Did I run home or did I ride my, like, I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't remember. After I hit the car, I just remember waking up on the couch.
Yeah, I don't remember. And I just remember saying, Ellie crashed her bike into a parked car. And it was like this craziest thing. But that's like my funniest memory, because that literally shows at that age, like, who was like, oh. Nope. But then, you know, I know what Ellie's gonna say, so yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead. I was younger, not smart.
She was like, I can't even tell you how old Christina was.
I feel like I was like small. 4.
That would make me 6.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have such vivid memory of, we all could not find Christina, and my mom had gotten home and she was yelling at my dad because she was like, where's Christina? And we're like, we have no idea. So we're like literally like running down the neighborhood, and it's like late. I don't know how late it is, but it's pretty late because it's dark outside.
My mom was gone all day. My dad was in charge of taking care of us.
Yeah. And so we're like going crazy, and I don't remember who it was. I do remember like looking under the table, and there Christina was like laying on 2 chairs. I couldn't see her because they were pushed in to the table, so it was kind of covered with the tablecloth.
Yeah, the tablecloth.
And so she was just knocked out, and we're like, oh, here she is. And she had the bottle of Rebatism because she like drank the whole
thing.
It was
in my hand?
Yeah. It was empty on the counter. But
okay,
okay. It was you.
So a little backstory. I had a cough.
Mm-hmm. You weren't feeling well.
I wasn't feeling well. And my dad told me, every time you cough, we need to give you this medicine. So I took that very literal. And so every time I coughed, I figured out how to take the medicine, and I would go and I would drink some of the medicine every single time. So it turns out I drank the whole bottle.
Yeah. And took her nap where no one could find her.
Yeah, until my mom got home and was like, what's up? What's missing? And then
there's an empty bottle on the counter.
And I just remember waking up to mom reading me a book in the hospital. I don't remember anything, you know, before that. So that's funny to you? I could have died.
Well, it's funny now because you didn't die.
Both of our funniest moments are when we got like hurt the most.
I know. That's what to say. Like, I crashed into a car.
Okay, let's hear a quick question. So we have about 5 or 6 seconds to answer.
Okay.
Who's more creative? Ooh. I don't know.
I feel
okay, that's not a good 5 or 6.
We're creative in different ways.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when I'm at work, I'm pretty creative with like what I do with my kids. But you're very techie creative.
Yeah.
So if I gave you a computer and not you gave me a computer, you would win.
Ellie's more hands-on creative.
Yeah.
Like, she can make really pretty shirts and all that. And I'm more like, give me a computer, I'll draw up a design type creative. Yeah.
You're the designer.
Yeah. Right? We can both visualize something, and then one of us has to put it to pieces.
Okay, this is more than 5 seconds.
I know. That's why I said that probably wasn't a gun. Who's a better singer? That's me, obviously.
No, it depends. Like, today, my voice is a little raspy. So, definitely Christina today, but, like, any other day, probably.
It's me every day. Who is more introverted or extroverted?
I'm an introvert, for sure.
I think it depends for me.
Yeah, because you're a homebody.
It depends on the people. Bro, that's going to squeak and you're going to hear it. I thought you left. That's Michael interrupting our podcast.
Per
because
usual, because he's jealous.
He's jealous and he's intimidated. We're working.
Intimidation.
And then I think for me, it depends on the group. But I think within after a couple minutes, I then become extroverted.
Yeah.
But I also like to stay home. I'm a Cancer, so I like to stay home and not be bothered. Wow, this 5 or 6 second thing is not working.
We don't get with time.
Who's the more talkative? Me.
Yeah, for sure.
Who sleeps longer? Ellie.
Yeah, I'm a sleeper.
Who reads more? Ellie. I would think. I don't read that much. I mean, when I was in college,
I just don't have time to read. I would love to, but.
Who is funnier?
Ooh. Ooh. Me.
Wow. Do y'all see that? Like, we're like in sync. We both say ooh at the same time.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think we're both, we make each other laugh, so we're both funny.
I think if you ask other people, they would say we aren't funny.
Okay, this is a good one. This is my last one that I want you to ask them.
Okay.
Which one of you is most likely to turn out like your mom or dad?
Well, Christina is like mom and dad.
Okay, explain.
You are like mom because you care for everyone around you. You are like dad because you are, what is it, like a, not like a workaholic, but like you, I mean, you work. You like to work.
I work, y'all.
Everybody works. I don't like to work. Christina, like, you work hard.
I mean, yeah. You know? So how would we explain mom or dad?
Well, mom too. Mom works hard. Like, she loves her job and, you know.
I think Ellie is more like my mom in the sense of, like, I don't really think you're like dad at all, actually.
Other than leaving the cabinets open.
Yes. We have characteristics and, like, behaviors that relate to our mother and father. But my mom is more of, like, do everything for the family, you know, creative, smart, funny, loving, all that. That's Ellie. And then my dad is also that way. But my mom is also loud. She will not, like, keep her thoughts to herself.
Same. But you're that way too.
I'm that way too. But my, like, if you guys want to, like, kind of break down my dad has an Excel spreadsheet of everyone who owes him money.
I have an Excel spreadsheet of everyone I owe money to.
Exactly. I have a spreadsheet of everyone who owes me money. So, I am my father.
No, yeah.
But also, too, my dad is very sensitive. Mm-hmm. I would say that. I'm sensitive like dad.
And also, like, Christina processes a lot. She,
what do you mean?
Like you, like dad, like he, when something is said to him, it like takes him a minute to respond.
True. Yes. But I'm also crazy like mom where I'm quick to react.
Yes.
So I don't know what that's
you're just
good.
Like a good mix.
Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, mom and dad. Okay. Ellie, your turn.
Give me some questions. Oh, hold on.
I could go for another one if you want.
Go. I'll get my questions up.
Okay.
Who
okay,
keeps
go ahead.
Their room cleaner?
Me.
That's true. Who takes longer to get dressed?
Ellie. Me. Ellie doesn't take longer to get dressed. She takes longer to, like, get ready as far as, like...
Yeah, makeup.
Their morning routine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, makeup. Like, me, I can be ready in 20 minutes out in like, out the door.
Yeah.
That. Then again, I don't brush my hair every day, so...
I don't brush my hair every day either.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I'm quicker.
What does your sister talk about the most?
So Ellie,
I guess me.
Talks about her job the most.
Yeah. So do you.
Yeah.
I think every time, like, I call you in the morning, because I call Christina every morning.
6:30 a.m. right on the right on the dock.
And let me tell you, Christina's drive is like 45 minutes. My drive is like 4 to 5 minutes.
That's going to change because at my new job, I'm not going to be up. I mean, I'll be up, but I won't be on the road.
I'm going to talk to you.
You can still call me. I'll be up. But, like, I won't be able to complain and be like, ugh, move out my way, you stupid Ford.
Yeah, Nissan.
I know. It'd be a different conversation.
Yeah. But so we always take that time to be like, we don't want to work. But then we go to work and, you know.
And then every day at 3:40, we call each other. Or she calls me when she gets out of work. So How was your day? what is the... Okay, I do have this question. What is the dumbest decision your sibling has ever made?
Oh, that's a hard one.
The dumbest decision? I don't know. All of my decisions are pretty solid.
Getting a Corolla?
Oh, yeah. Again, dude, you're like ruining my future podcast. No, your sibling has made.
Oh, so you.
Me.
Oh, I was talking about me. Yeah, I don't know, Chris.
If you got a call, we're going to skip that because I don't know. If you got a call that your sibling was in jail, what would be the first crime that comes to mind?
She beat a bitch up.
Oh my god. I didn't even know. I was going to say you were driving and hit somebody and then fled the scene.
Really?
You think Out of fear. I feel like you would do
never.
That. Well, what else could you have done?
Like, you wouldn't go to jail for hitting someone. Like, you just get a ticket.
But if you fled the scene and, like, something bad happened. Right, but,
why would I flee the scene?
Yeah, I don't...
Well, I know the law.
Okay. I'm a criminal justice minor. Like, I know the law, too.
And I am in a criminal justice
I don't know.
Major.
What would you go to the... I don't think she would do anything to go to jail.
Maybe not pay a speeding ticket.
Yeah, maybe that. That's probably a better one.
I don't have any. Just
That's
FYI.
Probably a better one. Okay, do you have any more?
What are you really bad at?
I don't know. Don't you have to answer that?
It says, what are you really bad at?
What am we really bad at? I think we talked about this in, I think, episode 1 or 2.
Comparison, I'm really bad at that.
And then when we self-criticize. Yeah. We're always our worst critics. So I think that we need to lay low on criticizing ourselves and just, we're all trying to do our best out here. Okay.
It's hard. Life is tough.
Yeah.
Who's a better dancer?
Me.
Oh, do you want to create a YouTube video showing?
Let's go.
Okay. Coming soon.
I have my third graders teaching me the Renegade.
God, you guys, I still cannot. Okay. We need to talk. Whoa, dude, I just had the greatest idea.
What?
We need to do a podcast talking TikTok language.
Yes.
Oh my god, Becky.
If you guys do not have TikTok, what are you doing with your life?
It's so sad.
The problem with that I'm having right now is I liked a couple of dog TikToks and now that's all I see. So I don't even see
my favorite.
I don't even see what else is happening out there. I don't even know the new trendy dances. Because all I keep seeing are dogs with bows or buns. I don't know. Yeah.
Put it in a bun.
I have no idea. Okay, this is kind of, let's see.
This one's kind of interesting because it's, when people talk about them and their food, it can get kind of tricky.
You want to make a sandwich for your sibling, what do you put on it?
Well, she doesn't eat gluten, so no bread. Maybe a lettuce wrap.
Okay, what would be on the lettuce
turkey,
wrap?
Turkey, light cheese. I don't know if there's such a thing as light cheese, but
I eat regular cheese.
So, okay, cheese, tomatoes.
Okay.
And then some kind of dressing.
So lettuce, tomato, and cheese.
Yeah. What else do you put in on a sandwich?
So if I were
a real sandwich.
Whoa, I was way too close to the mic. If I were eating gluten, it'd be bread, which is what you said. Mm-hmm. Lettuce, tomatoes, cheese, and then mayonnaise.
No, turkey?
I'm sorry. Yeah, turkey. And I would, if they have it, I would add a couple of pickles.
Oh, yeah.
I would add some pickles.
Pickles on the side, really.
I don't know about Ellie. It depends on her mood. Because I feel like sometimes you eat a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, I could.
And then I feel like you'd eat a regular, what I would eat, a lettuce, tomato, turkey, mm-hmm. and cheese. But you got to have the side of chips and the drink.
Yeah. And I want bread.
And she will eat the bread. Yes. I don't know. We're pretty simple.
Yeah, this simple sandwich.
Okay, one more, and then we're going to have to shut this thing down.
That sucks. I have a ton of questions.
Oh, well, go ahead. I've been asking you.
Well, I just skipped a bunch, so hold on.
Oh, dear Lord.
What's one thing you can do that your sibling can't?
One thing I can do that you can't?
Yeah.
School stuff.
Ding, ding, ding. You gotta win. I definitely cannot do school
stuff. I have just more patience for... anything school related.
I think you just have more patience.
Oh, that could be a good one.
Yeah.
I have anything that involves more patience or patience.
Okay.
What about you?
That I can do that you can't?
Yeah. Ellie's good at not giving a F about anything. We talked about this today. She said earlier, I'm so glad I'm selfish.
Yes, I am.
Because she doesn't really, not that you're selfish, like, you only think about yourself, but, like, sometimes when you get, like, invited to certain things and you're like, oh, I really don't want to go, but I also don't want to say no, but, like, I don't want to, like, go, you know? She's like, oh, I'm just so glad that I'm, like, selfish enough to be like, no, I don't want to go. I think you're good, like, you're better at that than I am, because I'm like, oh, I feel bad.
Yeah, I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love my couch.
Yeah, no, I'm like, ugh, but I just don't want to make them mad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think unless it involves, like, Ella, if I'm, like, taking something away from her, like, having fun, then I feel bad. But if it's for, like, me or,
like y'all going out or something. Yeah, I'm like,
Yeah. We'll try again next week.
Let's see. I don't think I have any. What is one thing that has changed about your sibling as they have become older?
Christina?
I would say Ellie's priorities have changed because back then, homegirl was a H-O-E.
Wow. That's messed up.
No, not in that sense, but, like, she was, like, all party. Agree?
Yeah, no, for sure I was, yeah.
And I think
so were you.
So was I. So I think we both been out of that phase.
Yeah.
We were, like, not coming home at right when we were supposed to. And my mom would be like, I know you're here. It was, like, 4 or 5 a.m. and we're rolling in the house.
Like, at least we made it home.
Yeah, at least we made it home. but, I mean, I think everybody goes through that. So I don't know. What else?
Grew up.
Yeah, what else do you think?
I think we just both got, like, I mean, we grew up. We both have real jobs now. We can't just, like,
and
go in hungover.
I mean, we can. It's a choice, y'all. So don't feel like you can't do that. But I don't recommend. I don't know. Yeah, I think we just grew up.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is we didn't have, like, strict parents that, like, made us grow up.
Yeah, they were like, enjoy your life for as long as you want.
Yeah, like, if it were up to me, I mean, if it were up to my dad, y'all, I would still be living at home with my dad.
Yeah, I know. He's like, come home whenever you want.
Yeah, like, you don't have to pay rent. Just, like, come home. And I'm like, why am I not? Okay, they're playing music in the back. I think it's time for us to call. Did Michael ever leave?
I don't know. He's so Joe.
He's so lame.
Y'all,
he's like,
y'all better like this more than y'all liked their podcast because it's way better.
Yeah, and y'all better, like, recommend that she come on here more than Michael does so that, like, he can feel real sad.
Let's break his heart. All right. Yeah. Team Ellie.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hashtag Team Ellie. Comment that under the post so that we know you guys are listening and rooting for her. Yeah. So what's today?
Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Happy Friday, you guys. When you're listening to this, it is Friday. You guys have a safe and fun weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will chat next time. Bye.
Toodles.